Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Grime, America's Voice. Here to free you from the propaganda machine of the corporate media, fed by those living in their own personal echo chamber in their own private Idaho. No favors, no freebies here, so let's get to it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the reparations train rolling down the tracks and headed for a cliff, because now it's not just money to black people, but gay people, climate victims, and a thousand other things. Oh, I'll tell you about it. You'll love it. Number two, the brutal murder of a Republican New Jersey councilwoman in a quiet neighborhood has people quite shaken, demanding answers in the investigation. And number three, the same thing applies for this hour of the program, just hammering through as many stories and cleaning up what we can from the week we just left behind. All right. First and foremost, though, China. China has announced its government looking into reports that a suspected Chinese spy balloon flying over American airspace for several days now, last known to be over Montana. China responds this way. China is a responsible country and has always strictly abided by international law. China has no intention to violate the territory and airspace of any sovereign countries. So said Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning. Mao Ning also, she's also urging U.S. officials and Chinese authorities proceed calmly and carefully. As for the balloon, as I've mentioned just now, we are looking into and verifying the situation in hope that both sides can handle this together calmly and carefully, said Mao. Yeah, I don't know why it's still flying. There must be some way to nick this thing so that you can bring it down calmly. Calmly. Anthony Blinken scheduled to visit China on this day, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the country since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. His visit comes amid months of tense relations between Beijing and China over trade, Taiwan, human rights, and a lot more. This is not going to help, but it just will prove to the Chinese they can do any damn thing they want. Yeah, we'll fly spy balloons over. I mean, it's not like you're not going to see the balloon, right? It's not like it's not going to stick out and we're not going to see it. NORAD and all the sophistication we have, of course we're going to see the balloon, right? It's no question about it. And yet they just go ahead and do it anyway. Doesn't matter. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the Biden scandals for the week. How about that? The Biden scandals for the week. Yeah, what are they? Well, what aren't they? Let's see here. Joe Biden and all of his documents, his Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home was raided. And President Biden secured a $250,000 line of credit against that house when Hunter Biden faced an investigation into his tax affairs and amid his own classified documents scandal. Biden acquired the six-figure home equity variable rate line of credit from M&T Bank December 5, 2022. Yeah. Sussex County filings have this on record. Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, purchased that home in 2017 for $2.74 million. Not clear why Joe Biden quietly secured the line of credit, which allows him to borrow up to $250,000 against his home's equity. It's a HELOC. Home equity line of credit. It's a HELOC is what this is. But why? Not quite sure. The financial move came as Hunter Biden is embroiled in a federal investigation in the discovery of President Biden's classified documents from his time as vice president and Senate service underway. Hunter Biden's been under federal investigation since 2018. It's a five-year investigation that goes nowhere. It must be the slowest investigation of all time, 5 years. I mean, I've heard about slow court cases, been involved in one or two, but this is ridiculous. The suspicious activity reports on him go way back. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a prosecutor appointed by former President Donald Trump, conducting an investigation, but going nowhere. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's confidential documents fiasco exploded into public view early in January. Even though we know they were discovered sometime at least about a week before the midterm elections, and that just continues to go on and on. And now Hunter Biden, in a very strange move, I'm not sure my attorney would have advised this, admits that the laptop that 51 former senior intelligence officials declared was Russian disinformation. No, he says it's mine. So Hunter Biden now admitting after 3 years that everything on the laptop is real. Bold strategy, especially after Democrats and their media allies spent years arguing that Hunter's laptop was just Russian disinformation. Bold strategy. Oh, we're going to, you know, how about now we tell the truth? We got Dad pushed into the Oval Office. We lied about it for years. We had social media block out the story altogether. And now we're going to tell the truth. Yeah. Isn't that something? Biden's attorney, Abe Lowell, wrote letters to the Justice Department and Delaware Attorney General on Wednesday calling for investigations instead into Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, and John Paul Mac Isaac. He's the little computer repair shop guy where Biden went in, too stoned to remember where he left his computer, never came back and got it. Well, the contract says if you leave it for a period of time, then you forfeit your property to cover your bill. And so they're asking, who disseminated the information? Well, Mac Isaac and others did. But the attorneys argue they had no right to inspect the contents of Biden's computer, much less make copies of it to share with the media. Okay, sure they did. You left it. And if you leave a computer that has child pornography on it, and you take it to the authorities, they say you had no right to look at that or make copies. Yes. Yes, they do. And when John Paul Mac Isaac saw what he believed to be crimes, evidence of crimes, then he had an obligation. And remember the human bowling ball, Brian Stelter, hypothesizing the emails on Hunter's laptop could be made up. And the story was simply the right-wing media machine in action. 60 Minutes host Leslie Stahl told President Donald Trump the laptop could not be verified. And NPR announced it wouldn't waste our time on stories that are not really stories. Except that they were stories, NPR. National Pathetic Radio. Not only was it real, it was your obligation to look into it, but you didn't. And then Jeff Bezos' paper of record, The Washington Post, addressing the Biden controversy October 14th. The day the New York Post broke the story using a variation of the Republicans' pounce trope to frame the story, running the headline, 3 weeks before Election Day, Trump allies go after Hunter and Joe Biden. Right out of the gate, the report expressed skepticism that the laptop was real. This is what they did. This is how they framed it. This is how they protected and defended Hunter Biden. Dirtbag. Junkie. And now, the front page story is, it's mine. We know, Tucker. Hunter, it's yours. Of course it's yours. It's always been yours. And who are these 51? Former intelligence community experts declare it's Russian disinformation. They didn't even see the damn thing. They signed on to a letter out of political expediency only. Period. Paragraph. I'll be back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of EduConnects.
Everybody, let's go!